Just about 9 p.m., which means it's just about time for the end of this week's edition of From the Basement on WRCT Pittsburgh. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We will likely be on hiatus next week, and you'll be hearing a rerun due to the Thanksgiving holiday. I'll be traveling to northeastern Ohio to hang out with my family, enjoy some good food, catch up with some old family I haven't seen in a while. But we'll be back the week thereafter, same time, same place, 8 p.m. on Friday night, 88.3 FM for those of you listening in Pittsburgh, and on WRCT.org for everyone else listening online. I'll tune it over to the Mockster for Viva La Mock. I'll take you until 1 in the morning here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Thanks for tuning in.
All right, Eddie, I got to ask, what was that? What was that? I'm actually going to throw the mic on and have you jump on my show for a second.
Well, this closing song right here?
Yeah.
This is Deep Blue Day by Brian Eno from Apollo Atmospheres and Soundtracks. It's one of my three go-to closing buffer songs.
It was fantastic. So I enjoyed it, and I should, because it was Eno.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I have to enjoy it because it's Eno.
Yeah. Last year I did a set of Brian Eno for Massive Music Weekend.
Nice.
We got some calls in. People said they used to walk around Carnegie Mellon listening to Brian Eno.
Now, do you know what you're going to do this Massive Music Weekend, or are you still thinking about it?
I'm still thinking about it, yeah. But I've got a while to prepare. It's not till the spring, right?
It's usually in February.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Not until after the new year.
All right, we'll think about that.
Do you know what you're going to do?
No, I had a flash of someone in my head this week, actually, and I forgot who that was already. So it'll come back. It'll come back. I'm not sure.
We've both got a long time to think about it.
We've got some time. All right, Addy. Thank you.
Thank you.
From the basement, of course, you've been listening to that because it's awesome. But now you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh and me, the Mockster. It is Friday, November 17th, 2023. And unlike Addy, or maybe, yes, unlike Addy, I'm not awesome.
Hey, don't say that.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night. KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark and Savant. I know you love the thing you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
Your name is Mark, thanks a lot. You think he's acting, but he's not.
My name is Mark, I'm on fire. I'm the match, and I'm the pyre. I'm the voodoo black musician priest. Why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girl.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the palace I'm used on a lot. I am the pillar, I am the snake. I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source. And you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey, girl.
He looks so cool, but he's hot. His name is Mark, takes a lot. You think he's acting, but he's not.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot.
We are lost together. is enough. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Jeff Buckley, wrapping up that set of music with his 13-minute version of the Big Star song, Kangaroo. Wow. Wow. Let me tell you the other songs, then I'm going to tell you Jeff Buckley's story, then I'm going to tell you who I am, and then I'm going to just talk about what's going on and what you fell into, and then we'll go on from there. So before the Jeff Buckley, brand new music from Zune with Dotem, The Birds in there, 8 Miles High, Blue Rodeo, the title track from their Lost Together album, and Lou Reed started off the entire set. Indeed he did, the late Lou Reed with My Name is Mock from the Rock and Rule soundtrack, because indeed my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock, so people call me Mock. They call me the Mockster. They call me Idiot Boy. I don't know. They call me things, but Mockster will work. Let's just go with that one tonight, all right? Now, on to my Jeff Buckley story, since you graciously asked. Mockster, tell me your Jeff Buckley story. So we go in the Wayback Machine it was at least 30 years ago. So the year would have been 1993 or 1994. And I was at the CMJ New Music Conference in New York City, where there's just bands playing in every club for like 4 days. And you just bounce around and see bands and all that. And I was going down to meet a friend who lived down in the Village, and I was staying up in Midtown. I was like, well, I've got some time to kill before I need to go down to the Village. This club right underneath the hotel I'm staying in has some shows going on. Let's just kill some time with that. So I go downstairs and I hang out, and I see the Geraldine Fibbers. And when they were done, this other guy came on who had just come back from like France. He was on tour. Place was pretty crowded. I won't say packed, but pretty crowded. And everyone was just, like, awestruck by him. And I think you know where I'm going with this. It was Jeff Buckley. This was before Grace came out. And the buzz of the Live at Chennai and some of that stuff was hitting the New York scene. So the New York hipsters knew who it was. I was just some random dude from the Midwest who just stumbled in there. But I did get to see Jeff Buckley live in the early days. And that's something I wanted to pass on to you for no other reason than I just played Jeff Buckley. You know what else I'm going to pass on to you? The fact that the Earth has a natural balance of life. And the challenge is global warming, climate change, whatever you want to call it. It's disrupting that balance, and you can actually help fight it. You know what? If you were to place, not just you, if every family, because just one person is going to help, but I need a bunch of people to do this. Replace 3 frequently light bulbs with a little LED bulb. One of those, like, new bulbs. They don't get hot, and they're really bright, and they barely use any power. You know what? Barely use any power. That's like taking a bazillion or 3.5 million cars off the road, somewhere in that neighborhood. So find out more. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. This message brought to you by the Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, the Ad Councils, and your good friends here at the Viva La Mock radio program. Got a fun-filled show set up for you. Hopefully you find the same. If you have a song that you would like to hear, a suggestion, a request, you can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. If it is Friday, November 17th, 2023, that means I am live in the studio and this is not a recorded show. You can call me, 412-268-WRCT. That is 412-268-9728. Coming off that Buckley, I'm like, do I keep it kind of mellow, slow? Like, how do I build this giant mixtape that I'm making? And I decided I do it with the Thomas Dolby. That's what I do it with. One of our submarines is missing. What? It's true. Thomas Dolby. It's the Viva La Mock radio program.
Bob Dovalina. Mr. Dovalina, Mr. Bob Dovalina.
Zilch. China Clipper calling Alameda. China Clipper calling Alameda.
Zilch. Never mind the furthermore, the plea is self-defense. Never mind the furthermore, the plea is self-defense. Never mind the furthermore, the plea is self-defense.
It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending.
Thank you.
from the Pleasure Principle album, Gary Numan wrapping up that set of music with M.E. You might know that I host an 80s, 90s night every Thursday night at Arsenal Lanes. That song was actually requested last night, and normally, here's what happens. You request a song that's not from the 80s or 90s, the Moxer doesn't play it. And he'll tell you, like, I'm not trying to be a jerk about it. I just try to have some really, really strong rules with 80s and 90s. That came out in 1979, and guess what? I still played it. Nobody was the wiser, and I was just in a good mood. Hey, before Gary Numan, some new music from Pittsburgh's own Gina Gorey. Much like Jethro Tull, name of a band, not a person. Or if name of person, not a person in the band. How about that? From the Gigi Summer 23 Demos piece, that was by suggestion. Played the Monkees in there with Zilch off of Headquarters. Pittsburgh's own Gothies with their version of the Monkees song Daily Nightly. Gothies will be playing in a couple weeks, actually. 2 weeks from tomorrow, they're playing at the Poetry Lounge down in Millvale. I'll tell you more about that probably when we get the concert calendar. And start off the entire set with some Thomas Dolby from a little five-song mini EP that had to come out when She Blinded Me with Science became a big hit. It wasn't on Golden Age of Wireless when it originally was released. And that was just a random single, and all of a sudden, stateside, that became the hit. And he's like, I got to put something out. So I played one of our submarines from Mr. Dolby. Hey, we are getting really, really close to the top of the hour. We are. It just means that we're 1 hour in. Really, doesn't mean you have to get scared yet. But what should scare you is that each year, 40% of food in the greater U.S. never gets eaten. 40%. With the average American families of four spending $1,500 a year on food that they just throw away. And each individual throwing away over 24 pounds of food every month. Wasting food wastes everything. It wastes water, labor, fuel, and of course it wastes money. So take my advice. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. Learn how to better plan, store, and cook your food by going to SaveTheFood.com, brought to you by the Natural Resources Defense Council, and of course, once again, your good friends here at WRCT. Last time I was on the air, if you remember, it was a couple weeks ago, we threw Anatomy in the Ear in there and gives the Moxer a night off. But so a couple weeks ago, and I told you I was like opening some mail and literally had just opened a brand new release, and I had to play it, so I played it. So now it's not as new because I've already debuted it. But Juliana Hatfield, former Blake Baby, Miss Hatfield, she has a new album out. And her new album is actually covers of ELO songs. She did a Police album. She did a Olivia Newton-John album. Now she's got one that is all covers of songs by ELO. She cried.